Councillor Mark Williams.
Thank you, Chair. So this agenda item sets out the heads of terms, which are all in public papers, for to begin the formal negotiations with British Land, with the intention being that a final agreement is brought back to us in kind of probably late spring. This cabinet paper follows from the cabinet paper we had in November of last year, where we set out our clear red lines and clear negotiating position with British Land, that we want policy compliant affordable housing, that we as a council want the option and want to take the social rent element of it on to help deliver a significant number of council homes. We want to deliver a new 8-lane swimming pool and a brand new leisure centre. We want jobs for our local residents, and we want to have a financial stake in the site to get that ongoing return to the council. The heads of terms and the recommendations and the heads of terms that are in front of us today, the ones I'd like to draw out and some attention to, is that we maintain an option to invest in this scheme as an authority if we wish, and also given the huge amount of change and uncertainty that the government have introduced to the securing of affordable housing and management of affordable housing through the Housing and Planning Bill, which is going through Parliament at the moment, which fundamentally rips up the basis of securing affordable housing in this country and is a real assault on social housing in England and Wales, and particularly in London, is we're asking officers or authorising officers to look at alternative mechanisms for securing the affordable housing and then how that affordable housing could be managed. And it's just an option for us to consider, and there'll be more information on that next year if we do choose to go down that path. But our preference, obviously, is, you know, we want these to be council houses. So this is an incredibly exciting opportunity at Canada Water. We know there's some concerns about the siting of the leisure centre, and I'll be writing out to the local residents who had concerns about that tomorrow, following the recommendations from the Overview and Scrutiny Committee. The period of deliberation on those closes tomorrow, so I'll be making my decision and writing out to all the local residents on that. But this is about creating a brand new town centre, thousands of new jobs, thousands of new homes, new cultural venue, us as a council having a financial stake in this. And it is really genuinely terribly exciting, and look forward to bringing the final report back to Cabinet early next year.
Mark, the sense of excitement is palpable.
It's so exciting.
Can we talk about the 15,000 to 20,000 jobs that are going to be created?
Not quite yet, but
well,
yes.
I'm going to pluck a figure from the air.
It would be wonderful if we could create 15,000 to 20,000 new
Wouldn't
jobs on the
council. And maybe 3,000 to 3,500 new homes. That
would
be
equally fantastic.
Yeah. How would we do it?
Apologies, it was remiss of me not to draw out from the cabinet paper and heads of terms that is our intention through negotiation with British Land that Canada Water becomes a London living wage zone, so everyone who works there is paid at least the London living wage.
Fantastic, and I think it's safe to say that British Land have got their double A team on this project.
Indeed. Yes, we've got to say yes.
Yeah. Okay, Councillor Crime.
It's mega exciting, and Peter, you quite stole my thunder, because I was going to say it's fantastic about all the new jobs that are being created at least London Living Wage. It's I'm really looking forward to this, so thank you for all the work that's been put into this.
Brilliant. I might have said this before, but if you go online, I think it's still there, you can find a film from the 1980s presented by Brian Redhead, which is looking at the Canada Water area and the opportunities for growth there. Have a look at it. Have a look at it with John O'Grady, formerly leader of council, and it's magical. Yeah, they didn't achieve their dreams then, but we're going to achieve the dreams plus over the next 10 years potentially. Steve and John, how on a scale of 1 to 10, how fantastic is this?
It's epic.
It really is.
I think really unique in London. I think one of the unique characteristics of Canada Water is that we're bringing forward a true mixed-use scheme. So split about 50% residential, 50% non-residential, and within that non-residential, there's leisure, there's cultural, there's food and beverage, there's retail, and there's business space. And I think that makes it a pretty unique project compared to the other major schemes in central London at the moment. We are working very closely with British Land. They have an excellent design team working on it. We're very excited about bringing forward what is going to be, we think, a unique scheme which reflects upon the unique nature of Canada Water, really sort of focusing on the water assets in the area, the docks, the water, fountains, rills, canals, and also the green public spaces. It sits between Rusher Dock Woodland and Southwark Park, which again gives it a really unique sort of a local environment, which we hope to work with and enhance.
The Venice of South London.
Yeah. It will be the Venice of Europe. It will take over from Venice. Venice
of, yeah. People will stop going to Venice. Come to. Okay, Mark, you're excited about transport.
I am very excited. I am concerned, but equally excited by our. Very seriously. With one of the, you know, with a huge number of new jobs and homes that are going to be here, we know there's existing pressure at Canada Water, at Surrey Quays. The Low Road Gyratory. So we're working, as we did at the Elephant, we're working very closely with Transport for London, with Network Rail, with the rail operators, along with British Land and Sella, who are have the adjoining site, to make sure that the transport network can cope with the number of people that will be working here, living here and visiting here. The improvements at London Bridge and when Crossrail comes online will help alleviate some of that, but we know that we need more Jubilee Line trains at peak. We know that we need more overground services. We know we need the pedestrian and cycle bridge from Rotherhithe to Canary Wharf. We know we've got to take out the Low Road Gyratory and get more cycling in there, expand Cycle Hire across to Rotherhithe. So we've done all that work with Transport for London, and we continue to lobby and work with them. And it's really key that we get that right, because if we don't get the transport right, it won't unlock the amount of development that we need to see here. And there'll be, again, much more work to happen on that. But it's like the Elephant, we're doing it bit by bit and working with TfL to do that.
And does anyone want to comment on other infrastructure like school places and health? Barry?
Yeah, I mean, how much have we thought about opportunities for new GP surgeries and chemists and things like that?
In terms of the broader, if you like, social infrastructure, doctors and schools and transport, we are working with our partners on all those issues. So in terms of pupil place projections, we have already worked into our projections expansion at Canada Water. So we are expanding a number of primary schools in the Canada Water area. We're also bringing on stream additional secondary school places, potentially expansion of Bacon, but we have Compass Secondary School being built out at Bermondsey as well, which will provide additional spaces. So we are working, those numbers are already forecast within our forecast in terms of residential numbers and pupil projections. In relation to doctor surgeries, again, we're working very closely with CCG. We've recently expanded Red Roof doctor surgery. Downtown Doctor's Surgery, and we're working with the CCG about potentially expanding Albion Street Doctor's Surgery as well. We think there may be a requirement for further expansion, and we're having that discussion with CCG. We have to go through their business planning process, which looks at future patient projections, and then they put a business case to NHS, and then the funding comes forward for additional places. But we are working with our colleagues around those critical issues to make a successful neighbourhood.
Thanks, Steve. Now, there is a closed part of this report, but it's a very short section, and I would ask, can colleagues just glance through it, please, on page 9 of the closed agenda, and just confirm for me whether you've got any questions that arise out of that, because we will have to go into closed session, but I'd be quite anxious if we can to actually take this decision in open session, so that, page 8 to 9, but the different bit is on 9. Yeah. Okay. I think it's just that the colleagues are aware of the advice that's given there on page 9-10. Okay. Okay, I think it's just making sure we know that we've taken that into account in making the decision. Okay. Fine. So unless anyone's got any particular questions arising out of that, we won't need to go into closed session on this item, which would be nice. So we can, in the interest of open government, take a decision in open session. Okay. Any other questions or points that people want to raise on this? I mean, still a long way to go in terms of negotiations and planning yet, and we look forward to British Land bringing forward, I think, their next phase of consultation in the new year on the master plan, and I understand, hopefully...
I think I can talk about a timeline.
Hopefully, planning application before the end of the year. I can say that. Good, but nothing else for us. Okay, right. Colleagues, there are six recommendations on page 229 to 230. Quite a historic decision for us to take as a cabinet. Can we agree those recommendations and thereby press ahead with the Canada water regeneration?
Agreed.
Fantastic, very historic. And I'm pleased, also I kind of alluded to what to our colleagues at British Land, welcome to the team members who are here. A warm welcome as well to Roger Madeline, who's going to be joining the team from 1st of February from King's Cross, so bringing great experience of major inner London regeneration to Canada Water. So warm welcome and welcome to all of you. And thanks for all your work to date. Great. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.